الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وقال ايضا وامر اهلك بالصلاه واصطبر عليها صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers mothers and sisters assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first and foremost we begin and we commence with the praises of allah tabaraka wa taala That Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, inshallah today we will try to continue and conclude with the topic that we had discussed last week, in which we had mentioned about a few practical and important steps that we can take by ensuring that our homes become places of happiness, our homes become places of peace and enjoyment, because we had mentioned that home is where the heart is. Home is where the heart is. And if a person comes home and if he doesn't find the peace, the love, the joy and the happiness in his own environment, in his own surrounding and sanctuary, then it will be very difficult for him to find it elsewhere. So this is the place where we find our solace. And we had mentioned some practical tips that we could start off by. Just a recap of those tips that we had mentioned last week. We spoke that from the manner that we enter our homes, already will set the tone for the rest of the night. From the manner that we enter our homes, inshallah, will set the tone for the rest of the night. We spoke about a person should be cheerful when he enters his home. He should make dua and he should say bismillah when he enters his home. In this way, shaitan tells his friends that there is no place for us tonight. And then also he should make salam when he enters his home. However, the manner in which he makes salam is also very important. Salam generally is a saying of peace. You're giving a dua to a person. You're telling the person, may Allah's peace be upon you. May Allah's mercy be upon you. May Allah's barakah and blessings be upon you. So it should also show that love and that affection. Then we spoke about how important is it to have meals together as a family. You should share together as a family. You should make dua as a family. Now moving on to today's points, inshallah. The next important aspect of ensuring that our homes become places of love and joy is family time. Family time. Family time plays a very important role in making a home. Family time is bonding time. It is bonding time. You learn what your children are, what is running through their minds, what challenges they are facing. You learn how was their day's progress for that day, and so forth. Despite bearing the responsibility of the entire ummah, responsibilities on his shoulders, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam yet still set aside for his family. During this time, he would speak to them, he would inquire as if they needed anything, and he would engage in light-hearted talk with them to raise their spirits, etc. Today, many people are busy with important work. Today, we always hear the saying that there is no time, I'm so busy, I'm so engrossed. And we feel that it is important, but to make time for their families is even more important. To make time, one is you making time at work, which is good. You need to fulfill your responsibilities. You need to fulfill your amana. But more important than that is family time. Whether our work is related to dunya, whether our work is related to deen, we have to take out time for our families to set the foundation for a healthy unit and to allow this foundation to remain maintained. Respected elders and friends, understand this and understand this well. If the children are not receiving attention at home, if the children are not receiving attention and lives at home, they will look for it elsewhere. Even if it is, they have to befriend wrong people and unfortunately sometimes get into wrong habits. If the wife is feeling neglected at home, then she may begin to seek love elsewhere, even unfortunately if it is in another man's arm. Family time. Now what is family time and what does it comprise of? Let's look at some aspects, some important aspects with regard to family time. Number one, imparting deen. Imparting deen and our value system is the responsibility of the parents. They have to ensure that their children learn deen, they perform salah, they have deeni values. The Nabi of Allah said, there is no gift a father can give to his son or his daughter better than good manners and values. That is priceless, my friends. And if we just rewind a little bit back. And if we go back to the lives of our parents and our grandparents, may Allah fill their qabrs with nur and may Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Perhaps they could not give us in terms of material. Perhaps they could not afford to give us in terms of material. You know, we always hear people saying, I want to give my children what my parents could not give me. I want to give my children what my parents could not give me. This is normally what people feel in their hearts, that I will go out of my way. But is there anything less that your parents didn't give you? That you make a statement like that? I think they gave you something which is priceless. They gave you something which is far beyond material. You could not attach a price to it. You could not attach a price to values such as respect, values such as good character, values such as akhlaq, values of speaking the truth, values of not cheating, lying, deceiving. These were inborn values that our parents and our grandparents had passed on to us. So respected elders and friends, understand this. As a father in the house, you have the greatest responsibility of ensuring that you pass on these values to your children. This responsibility cannot be passed on to others. You need to understand that if the apa or the maulana imparts deen to our children, they are doing us a favor. They are doing us and they are helping us in causing and in mapping our children's life. Sadly, we are so engrossed, like I said, in time. We don't have time in making money or enjoying life that we neglect our children and rely on others to share this important responsibility of ours. My respected elders and friends, let us two simple ways of imparting deen to our children. Alhamdulillah, today there is no shortage of access to good authentic material and good books that are out there. Inshallah, let us spend few minutes, I would say just 2 minutes or 3 minutes to conduct ta'aleem at home. Just 2 or 3 minutes. How long does it take us to sit as a family and read the virtues of great people, read the virtues of spending in the path of Allah, read the various virtues, inshallah. You know, generally man is driven by rewards. Man is driven by rewards. That is why you will find repeatedly in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, if you do this, this is the reward. If you do that, this is the reward. If you do this, this is the reward. Man generally looks forward to rewards and forward to things that will be of benefit to him. Here you are reading to them about that kind Allah, that merciful Allah, that ever-loving Allah, who is waiting for you, who is in desperate need of you to come to him, and inshallah, whatever good you do, you will be rewarded for that. Respected elders and friends, what better time can there be than the entire family spending in the company of the blessed words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Teach them the etiquettes of dua, of eating, drinking, how to go to the toilet, sleeping, eating, etc. Since parents are with their children at home, it is only parents who can implement these teachings by reminding the children when they forget. Number two, for any home to enjoy happiness. For any home to enjoy happiness, it requires the ingredients of tilawat, dhikr and dua. Whether collectively or individually, every member should be part of this effort. The hadith mentions that house which is bereft of the reading of the Quran is a deserted house. It is like we say a ghost house. It is absolutely deserted. Respected elders and friends, whether it is just reading subhanallah collectively increases the love of the family and is a means of the family remaining punctual. On one occasion, a group of youngsters came to spend time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They spent 20 nights in his blessed company, all youngsters, and they spent 20 nights in his company. Seeing that they were young and they would not have been married for long and would be missing their families, the Nabi of Allah allowed them to go back with some beautiful advices. These were youngsters, but he allowed them to go back to their families. They were newly married. And he said, go back to your families with these advices. What were those advices? He told them, return to your families and teach them deeni knowledge, what you have learned, and command them to be good. You are responsible. Teach them what you need to know. Numair bin Aw said that piety comes from Allah Ta'ala. What a beautiful saying. He said, piety comes from Allah Ta'ala and correct values come from the parents. Piety comes from Allah Ta'ala and correct values come from the parents. This profound statement highlights the fact that it is the responsibility of the parents to discipline our children and to teach them the correct etiquette. Moving on, respected elders and friends, speaking and engaging. One of the problems of parents today is that children do not find them approachable. And reason to show love and concern. My respected elders and friends, spend quality time and engage with your children. Then you will see when they require guidance, they will come to you. They will turn to you instead of turning to friends or instead of turning to the internet for solutions. By conversing with your children, inshallah, you will come to know their mindset, what they are thinking. You will be able to correct them and you will be able to guide them, inshallah. Respected elders and friends, the important point is to remember that everything must be done with love. If love is not shown, the child will start moving further and further away from you. In order for a home to be happy, in order for a home to be a comfortable one, it needs an environment of love. It needs an environment of happiness and less formality. Despite our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's extremely lofty position, yet he conducted himself within the confines of his home in a cheerful manner, in a happy way, and his respected wives could discuss anything with him. He was the Nabi of Allah, but with his conduct, with his family, his wife, and his siblings and those around him, they felt so easy in his company and they felt so relaxed in his company. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would hug them, he would kiss them, he would carry them on his shoulders, he would place them on his lap, and he would joke with them. In fact, he would be the first to greet them. Marra ala sabiyan, fakul assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He would pass a group of children and he would greet them. He would not feel it below his dignity that I am the Nabi of Allah, they must greet me first. These were children. These were innocent children. Yet, as the Nabi of Allah, he took it the responsibility to greet them first. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, a giant of whom Islam is so proud of. What did he say? He says, a man should be like a child amongst his family. A man should be like a child, that is, he should conduct himself in a light-hearted manner. However, when he is put to test, when he is asked to compromise on deen, he will be found to be a true man uncompromising. So at home, he should be like a child, easygoing, light-hearted. But when it comes to the compromising of deen, he is uncompromising. Many a times, a person holds a certain position in society or in a company, and he is a respected figure in the community, and is accustomed to having people looking up to him and respect. He thus feels that within the confines of his home, he should be treated in the same manner. He should be treated in the same manner like he is treated at work or like he is treated at his company. He expects his wife to speak to him in a certain way. He expects his children to conduct themselves in a certain way. Remember, friends, if you are a CEO at work, you are a father and husband at home. If you are a CEO at work, you are a father and husband at home. The demands of workplace are different from the demands of the home. Respected elders and friends, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying his grandson, Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhum, on his blessed shoulder. He was carrying his grandchildren on his blessed shoulder. Observing this, a certain person addressed Sayyidina Hassan radiyallahu anhum and lightheartedly remarked, he said, "Oh youngster, what an excellent conveyance you have." What a beautiful way of putting it. He said, "What an excellent," I mean to say, come on man, who wouldn't want to be sitting on the shoulder, on the Mubarak shoulder of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said in a light-hearted manner, he said, "Oh my son, oh my beloved youngster, what a beautiful conveyance you're riding on. Look at the reply of my Nabi." Allahu Akbar. Look at the reply of my Nabi. He said, "And what an excellent rider he is. What an excellent rider he is." This was my akhlaq of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the children. Respected elders and friends, the most important ingredient that we have spoken about is salah. You see, for a home to be a happy one, it must have the spirit of salah. And everything in the home must revolve around salah. This will only be possible when the parents are committed to salah and they train their children accordingly. You cannot be telling your child that do this and don't do this, but you are doing the opposite. Children learn more from actions than they learn from words. Children learn more from actions than they learn from words. And lastly, my respected elders and friends, screen addiction. Screen addiction. Every wife desires the attention of her husband and longs to spend quality time with him. Every child, especially the younger ones, pine for their father's attention. Since most men are out of the house working, leaving early in the morning, returning to work late at night, it is only in the evening that we actually have time together as a family. Unfortunately, many of us are guilty of phone or screen addiction. We are guilty of phone or screen addiction, and this robs the family of the time and the attention that they deserve. From the time that we enter the home, the person is on this phone. While he is eating, he is on the phone. While he drinks tea, he is on the phone. While he is chatting with his children and wife, he is on the phone. He barely even looks and glances at his wife and children, let alone speaking or spending time with them, he is on the phone. He goes to bed, he is on the phone. In some cases, perhaps it is the TV and the television that consumes all the time. Even when he gets into bed, he is on the phone. After waiting the whole day to see the husband, after waiting the whole day to see their father, my respected elders and friends, if he treats them in this cold and inconsiderate manner, what will become of that family? Many a times, the wife and children are also screen addicts. Many a time, the wife and children are also screen addicts, and this has unfortunately reached alarming proportions and is destroying family time, family homes, and family values. Certain important guidelines need to be implemented in the home to curb this addiction. Two examples I can give you. Have a cell-free time. Cell-free time to be introduced, where during that time, nobody may use the phone in the house. And respected elders and friends, another way is perhaps have cut-off times for the Wi-Fi, or have cut-off times for how much of data, or whatever the case is, but set certain limits in your home so that you are not compromised, and later on when you turn back and realize that, where did I lose my children? Where did I lose my family? Respected elders and friends, lastly, a father's practice is his child's greatest lesson. At the end of what everything that we said and everything that we spoke out, just remember this last saying of mine, that a father's practice is his child's greatest lesson. What the father will practice, that is what the child will learn. And that is what the child will grow up. Inshallah, I make dua to the Almighty that by implementing these few simple and practical rules, and by bringing small change in our home environment, inshallah, we will look forward to going home, inshallah, where when we enter our homes, our wife and our children will be there, ready to hug us, ready to love us, inshallah, and we in turn reciprocate with that same love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our homes places of love, May Allah make our homes places of joy and happiness, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our homes everlasting joy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Two important announcements, respected elders and friends. One is, inshallah, this weekend, a very important program with regard to the legacy of the great personality of our country, Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who had the fortune of serving Deen and serving the Quran for more than half a century. Literally thousands and thousands of people became Hafiz at his hands, mashallah. And his legacy, inshallah, will be spoken about this weekend, inshallah. In fact, great personalities of our country who themselves in their own right are pious, who themselves in their own right have already left a legacy while they are alive. They were his students, mashallah. They were his students. So this program will take place in Indonesia at Khanqah Zakaria starting from now, Jum'ah time, and it will end at Sunday Zohar, inshallah. If we are around in the area, if we can just go and benefit and see what is the true legacy that we leave behind, what are the true values that we can leave behind, inshallah, and what can become a means of great thawab-e jariyah for us in this dunya and in the akhirah. And on Tuesday night, inshallah, we have our program of Maulana Shabir Saruji Sahib, inshallah. Important islahi advices will be given, inshallah, advices pertaining to reformation. A short and dhikr durood program will be held thereafter, inshallah. This will take place on Tuesday night at the masjid after the Isha Salah, inshallah.